I'm very, very pleased that I don't have any particular phobias of which I'm aware of. There are things that I have a healthily cautious attitude towards of, but I'm not really fearful of anything. I do know people, though, who are scared of flying, and it really is debilitating. And Flying Without Fear is coming to Cape Town in a week's time. The founder of Flying Without Fear, Damon Beard, is on the line to us from Durban. Hello, Damon.
Hello, John. Nice to be chatting to you today.
You used to be absolutely terrified of flying and really, really, really scared.
Absolutely. For me, it was completely debilitating. I couldn't even go to an airport building. It was that bad. If somebody said to me, drop me at the airport, I'd have to drop them at the garage down the road and they'd have to walk. I couldn't even drive to an airport. It was absolutely insane.
Do you have any idea where that came from?
No, you know, I've tried to look into it and see, and we just couldn't figure it out. I mean, it maybe comes from a control thing that I wasn't flying the plane as such, but that's as close as we can get. But I'm glad to say I'm over it now.
it must have, because, you know, for work, for leisure, people fly. I mean, obviously not everybody flies, but a lot of people fly. And with low-cost airlines coming into the South African market, what, 15, 20 years ago, it became more possible for more people to fly. I mean, how did you manage when people all around you, family members, girlfriends, whatever, might have been flying?
Yeah, you know, for me, John, I mean, I would give up holidays. I remember giving away a skiing trip to somebody just because I was too scared to fly overseas. And for me, I was needing to fly for work, and I was literally driving through the night to Johannesburg from Durban. So I'm based in Durban, and if I had a work event in Cape Town, I mean, I would drive for 2 days beforehand to Cape Town because I just couldn't get onto a plane to fly to that destination. So I missed out on holidays, I missed out on work events, and it just became such a huge problem in my life. And I mean, they say that 1 in 3 people, so if you're sitting on a Boeing 737-800 and there's 2 rows of 3 seaters, one person in that 3-seating row has got a fear of flying.
And what decided you to take steps to get over it?
So for me, it was just another case of getting onto a plane. Eventually, when I finally got to the airport and I got through security, I sat on the plane 3 times. And, you know, when I heard the air stewardess say, right, we're going to close the door, I grabbed my bags and I ran off. And I remember the last time I was sitting on the plane and I heard her say, right, we're ready to go. And that was me. I ran off the plane and I just stopped in my car. I sat in my car and I broke down crying. I thought to myself, I can't carry on living like this. I mean, I'm giving up opportunities like to travel overseas, to go and work in Cape Town or Joburg or wherever it is. And I literally decided then and there, I did a mind shift and I drove to Virginia Airport in Durban and I went and I signed up to do my pilot's license. And I thought to myself, you know, if you understand how the plane works and you do the pilot's license and you're in control and you can see what happens when a pilot is flying the plane, you'll get over your fear. So that's how I got over my fear of flying.
Okay, and it's completely gone now. When you obviously, when you're behind at the controls of a plane, that's cool. But when you get into a commercial jetliner, there's nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's things like turbulence that you kind of still think, oh, that's a bit rough or whatever. But when you understand how the plane works and you understand what the pilots are doing and getting up to you, it really does help so much. And with so many people that are scared of flying, that's why I decided to put the course together. But for me, understanding how the plane works and why it stays in the air and what turbulence is and what a particular weather pattern is doing, it really does put your mind at ease when you're flying.
I mean, in the course that you do, Flying Without Fear, and you're coming down to Cape Town to do that in a week's time, you can't teach people how to fly, and that's probably not something that most people could or would want to do. So what's the sort of center of the course?
Absolutely. So what we've done is we've teamed up with some of the top professionals in South Africa, airline captains, clinical psychologists. And what we do is we take a limited amount of people on the course so that we can kind of give them individual attention. And we literally guide them step by step through pushback to checking in, to getting onto the plane, to flying, to take off, to turbulence, to absolutely everything. And then our clinical psychologist works with the group and we go through what a fear is and how to overcome it and where that fear comes from with the clinical psychologist. And then we give them steps to use when they get onto an aircraft, or if they're having a panic attack, or if they're claustrophobic in a lift, and we give them all the steps to go through when they encounter this type of thing.
Okay, and what's the best way? Where should we drive people who are listening now and go, oh, goodness, that's what I've been looking for all my life? For what, there's a website they could go to?
Absolutely. So you can just go to Damon Beard, D-A-M-O-N Beard, B-E-A-R-D.co.za, or best is to email me, Damon@ecr.co.za. That's Damon, D-A-M-O-N, @ecr.co.za. And I can send them all the details. And in fact, on my own website, that address that I gave you, there's a Flying Without Fear tab, and you can read my entire story there and more details on the course as well.
Damon Beard, founder of Flying Without Fear. What a story. I don't know anybody who was as scared of flying as Damon made himself out, not made himself out, as he was. But I do know people who, I've sat next to people on a plane, and it's quite clear as the plane takes off, and particularly when you hit a bit of turbulence, that they are absolutely terrified. You can see the color leaving their faces, and you can see the hands digging into the seats. And I've had occasionally people saying, do you mind if I hold on to you as we take off, because I'm absolutely terrified. So his website is www.damonbeard.co.za. You could email him, Damon@ECR, it stands for East Coast Radio, where he works, .co.za. But we've got those details. We'll put them up on our channels. So if you're not able to take them down now, you will be able to access them later.